Imagine a world where the AI you've relied on for years is suddenly stepping down, making way for its successor. Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Friday, April 11th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about OpenAI's decision to phase out GPT-4 in ChatGPT. Let's dive in. OpenAI is gearing up to retire GPT-4, the AI model that has been a cornerstone of ChatGPT since its launch over 2 years ago. Starting April 30th, GPT-4 will be fully replaced by GPT-4o, the current default model in ChatGPT. But don't worry if you're a fan of GPT-4. It'll still be available through OpenAI's API, so it's not gone for good. The big question is, why the change? Well, according to OpenAI, GPT-4o has shown to consistently outperform GPT-4 in crucial areas like writing, coding, and STEM. In a changelog posted on Thursday, OpenAI highlighted that recent upgrades have significantly improved GPT-4o's ability to follow instructions, solve problems, and maintain a smooth conversational flow. In essence, GPT-4o is more than ready to take the baton from its predecessor. GPT-4 was first rolled out in March 2023, making waves with its multimodal capabilities that allowed it to understand both images and text, an OpenAI first for a widely deployed model. Despite its groundbreaking nature and the hefty $100 million price tag for training, GPT-4 is now set to step aside for newer models. Interestingly, this phase-out coincides with OpenAI's preparation to release a new family of models, including GPT-4.1-mini, GPT-4.1-nano, and GPT-4.1. Plus, they're readying the o3 reasoning model they announced in December, along with a new reasoning model called o4-mini. All signs point to a future filled with even more sophisticated AI tools. As we say farewell to GPT-4 and ChatGPT, it's worth noting its role in ongoing copyright disputes. Some publishers, including the New York Times, claim that GPT-4 was trained on their data without permission. OpenAI, however, argues that the fair use doctrine provides legal protection. This controversy adds another layer to GPT-4's storied history. OpenAI's latest expansion of ChatGPT's memory capabilities is a game changer. Now, for some users, ChatGPT can remember information from all their previous conversations and tailor its responses based on that. This means ChatGPT is not just storing a few key facts anymore. It's learning about you over time to personalize its interactions. Imagine chatting with a friend who remembers every detail of your past conversations and uses that memory to make your future interactions more meaningful. That's what ChatGPT is aiming for with these upgrades. Previously, users had to ask ChatGPT to remember specific details, and it sometimes guessed what to retain. But now it's stepping up its game in a big way. So, why does this matter? Well, with this new memory feature, ChatGPT can provide responses that are much more customized to your unique situation, personality, and preferences. It's like having a digital assistant that truly knows you, making it incredibly useful for those seeking personalized help or advice. However, not everyone will be on board with this change. The new feature doesn't allow users to access or tweak the information saved from their chat history, which might raise privacy concerns. It's either on or off. And for some, that lack of control over their data might be a deal breaker. Starting today, this feature is rolling out to ChatGPT Plus and Pro users, but it's a gradual process. If you're in the United Kingdom, European Union, Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway, or Switzerland, you'll have to wait a bit longer, as these areas are not included in the initial rollout. Enterprise, team, and education users will get access at a later date, but there's no word yet on when it might be available to free users. As this new memory option becomes more widely available, users will see a pop-up introducing the feature. While some will welcome this as a significant boost to ChatGPT's functionality, others might remain skeptical about the implications for privacy and data control. It's a fascinating development, and it'll be interesting to see how users respond. Sam Altman, the chief executive officer of OpenAI, has been stirring up excitement across the tech community with some intriguing revelations on his social media platform, X. He's got everyone talking thanks to a few cryptic yet tantalizing posts about what's next on OpenAI's AI roadmap. One of his posts, shared early Thursday, had him expressing how thrilled he was about a new feature set to launch. Altman wrote, "A few times a year I wake up early and can't fall back asleep because we are launching a new feature I've been so excited about for so long. Today is one of those days." This little teaser has the AI community buzzing with speculation, as everyone eagerly awaits more details on this surprise release. In another twist, just a few days earlier, Altman had already caught everyone's attention with an update on OpenAI's release schedule. Contrary to what many had expected, the company has decided to roll out models codenamed O3 and O4 Mini in just a few weeks. The much-anticipated GPT-5 launch, however, has been pushed to later this year. Altman explained, "Change of plans. We are going to release O3 and O4 Mini after all, probably in a couple of weeks, and then do GPT-5 in a few months." There are a bunch of reasons for this, but the most exciting one is that we are going to be able to make GPT-5 much better than we originally thought. Altman went on to acknowledge that integrating all the components into GPT-5 has been more complex than initially anticipated. He also mentioned that OpenAI is working hard to ensure they have the necessary infrastructure to handle what he believes will be an unprecedented demand once GPT-5 is released. In yet another post that day, Altman hinted at improvements made to the O3 model, suggesting that the version being released would surpass previous previews. "We were able to really improve on what we previewed for O3 in many ways. I think people will be happy," he wrote. This flurry of announcements has only heightened anticipation within the tech industry. Experts are predicting that these interim releases could provide key insights into the capabilities and future direction of GPT-5. While OpenAI remains tight-lipped on the specifics of these features, Altman's comments suggest that the company is focusing not just on innovation, but also on scalability and user experience. It's clear that OpenAI is not just about unveiling new models, but about ensuring those models can meet the needs of an ever-growing user base. Here's something that'll make your ears perk up. OpenAI now says it can rebuild its GPT-4 model with just 5 to 10 people. Yes, you heard that right. This is a massive leap from when they first built GPT-4, which took hundreds of people and nearly all of OpenAI's resources. So, what's changed? Well, it all started with the release of GPT-4.5 back in February, which was OpenAI's most powerful model to date. This model brought some groundbreaking advancements, making it possible to retrain GPT-4 with a fraction of the manpower. Alex Pano, who led the pre-training machine learning for GPT-4.5, explained that they used the same research insights from GPT-4.5 to streamline the retraining process. The interesting part is that this isn't just about reducing the number of people involved. Daniel Selsom, another researcher at OpenAI, highlighted that once something is proven possible, it becomes significantly easier to replicate. It's like having a cheat code unlocked, making the process smoother and faster. This shift is a testament to how far AI development has come in just a couple of years. Sam Altman, OpenAI's CEO, shared that they're no longer compute-constrained when it comes to producing top-tier models. For a long time, the lack of computing power was a major bottleneck, but now with investments pouring in, OpenAI is scaling up its capabilities. In March, they closed a record-breaking funding round, including $30 billion from SoftBank, pushing their valuation to $300 billion. This financial boost is crucial because, as NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang pointed out, the demand for AI compute is only going to grow. Reasoning models, for example, can consume 100 times more compute than before, and future models might require even more. The challenge now is not just about having enough compute, but also about data efficiency. Selsom mentioned that to push beyond current limits, we'll need algorithmic innovations to extract more value from the same data. So, what does all this mean for the future of AI? OpenAI's ability to rebuild GPT-4 with such a small team shows that we're on the brink of an era where AI development is more efficient and scalable. This could lead to even more rapid advancements and democratization of AI technology, making it accessible to more people and industries than ever before. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. The fact that retraining GPT-4 now takes just 5 to 10 people is a game changer, highlighting how far AI development has come and the exciting possibilities ahead. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.